Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, baby. It is Madness Monday, baby. Yes, it is. It's Mashing Up Monday. Gonna mashing up. It is Madness Monday. All up in here. Got some hot music for you by Judah Lion 777. That is Judah Lion 777 on Spotify. I want you guys to check him out on Spotify. Once again, it is Judah Lion 777. Guess what? Got some hot music by him on today. Please don't go. Please don't go. Y'all going to love it. It is hot and it is on fire. Listen, y'all. Broadcast Mike in the Windy City. Y'all know what? Somebody got the weather wrong. Now, I love me some Al Roker. Y'all know I always ask Al Roker to do us a favor here in the Windy City with our weather. Apparently, somebody got it all wrong because they said we were supposed to have a mild winter, that it was supposed to be like El Nino. Well, they got it wrong. It's 19 degrees in the Windy City. 19 degrees out. That's cold. If you don't know, that is cold, right? So listen, it is Monday. It is Madness Monday all up in here. It is January 22nd, 2024, 8:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 9:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team here, Nate International, the hardest working team on the planet. Yeah, basically, Zimbabwe, and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Come on, Bukhari! This show is being brought to you by Kaparum. Kaparum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. Kaparum.com. Please do shop Kaparum online for all your rum libation needs. It's the smoothest rum in Boston. There's two different flavors inside. Natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the sound of Gumbo Rum is Steve. Chocolate, yeah. It's Steve Gumb, baby. Listen. Got some hot music for you on tonight. It's by Judah Lion 777. Before I get into the music, I want you guys to get into this while you're on Facebook. You know we on Facebook all day long. We on there looking around. What do y'all be doing on Facebook besides, you know, looking at somebody's profile, trying to see what they're doing? Listen, I'm guilty. I be on there looking around. I found out something, nothing on there. But anyway, while you're on Facebook, use the keyword, use female. When the page comes up, you'll like it or follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, put your flag up in the air.
Come on.
All right, all right. Yes, your music is being heard all over the world. Thank you so much, Germany, for tuning in. I really do appreciate you all. I think it's like 35% listeners. 35% of listeners are based in Germany. Thank you so very much. And New Zealand. New Zealand does listen in, as well as Canada. Thank you so much. And the U.S., yes, thank you so much for tuning in. Listen, I got Judah Lyon, 777 on tonight. Please don't go. Oh, it's a nice song, y'all. You're going to love it. I love Judah Lyon. He is so good. He is so bad. And when y'all hear the song, you're going to really love it, love it, love it. Before I get into the music, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to get into this. Y'all know I always got something to say about everything. I really do always got something to say about everything. But listen, there is an article online, Critical Financial. This is a strange article to be on Critical Financial, but it is. It's talking about 18 signs of emotional intelligence, high emotional. Are you guys highly emotional intelligent? I don't know. But what do y'all think? Is the world highly emotional intelligence? It takes the kind of person to be able to control your emotions. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord. I just happened to come across this. I'm a kind of person. Now, listen, y'all know I'm so transparent. I would tell you whatever is going on, and I would just tell you to go ahead and truth and just be clear with it. Listen, I'm the kind of person I cannot tolerate. Y'all know how it is. I'm always turned up, but I cannot tolerate foolishness. I just can't tolerate foolishness. And I think I kind of fall into the high emotional intelligence category, but there's a big but behind that. But the only reason that is because if I just let myself go on you, I might whirl on you and knock your face in. Really. I think foolish people need their face to be knocked in. I'm just kidding. Okay, listen. Listen. Come on here. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you some pointers, what it says here on this article. So if you're a person that does self-reflection and introspection. Now, listen, I'm a person that does self-reflection. Do you self-reflect? I've been doing this for years, since my 20s. And I'm not kidding. I'm not just making this up. I've been doing self-reflection since in my 20s, and I'm 66. I'm 60. I'm 60 years old. I turned 60 last year in October. So, listen, that's a long time to be doing self-reflection. I do. I reflect on a whole lot of stuff. I really do. So, listen, if something is bothering me or if I'm trying to improve something, I do self-reflection. So, do you self-reflect? It's a great way to advance forward, to get on to the next step. Also, being self-aware. It says being self-aware. Are you self-aware? It says self-awareness also plays a big role in emotionally intelligent individuals' personalities. Are you self-aware of what you're doing? Well, take a look at yourself, look on the inside. Also, resolving conflicts. Do you guys resolve conflicts? Are you one of the ones that's in the conflict or stirring it up, just stirring up the mess? You know what I mean? So it says there, another sign of highly emotional intelligent individuals is their ability to resolve conflicts. This not only shows their EI traits, but also highlights their commitment to fostering mutual respect and empathy in personal and professional relationships. Listen, I think resolving conflict, I like peace. I can't stand when stuff is not peaceful. I like peace. That's my thing. That's my center. It should be everybody's center. Everybody's center should be peaceful. So listen, resolving conflicts, do you enjoy resolving conflicts or do you like to be the one that's involved in the conflicts? Take a look at that. All right. So listen, I got some really hot, bad music. It is Please Don't Go. Please Don't Go. This song is hot. It really is. Let me tell you once again, it's Judah Lyon, 777. I want you guys to check him out on Spotify. He's on Spotify once again. It is Judah Lyon 777. That is Judalion 777. Judah Lyon 777. And the name of the song is Please Don't Go. I love it. I think the song is superlicious and it is good. Here it is. Please Don't Go.
Yeah. Judah in this once again. By my side, yeah.
Together moments we share, we won't dismiss. Love this deep, memories we hold on tight. in the time apart, hearts yearn day and night. Thinking about back when it was just you and me, and world faded away, it was just us, you see. Late night, talking laughter under the stars and skies. Through the stubborn moments, forever etched in our lives. Through distance keeps our physicality apart, our souls intertwined, never to depart. Through technology we bridge the gaps that we face. Virtual hugs, kisses and love we embrace. Reminiscing in love is how it made us feel. Even in every moment in touch, whispering feel incredibly real. Through the yearn for the days we unite, in memories we find strength to ignite. So please don't take home, be safe and sound. Together we conquer hurdles that's around. Through we apart and hearts beat as one, reminiscing until the day of love becomes undone.
Please, baby, please don't go.
I love this artist. I really do. I love this artist, and I love this song, Please Don't Go. Judah Lion, Judah Lion. To me, he really does sound, this particular song in particular, it really does sound to me, he sounds a little bit like Jim Jones and Snoop Dogg mixed together, which to me is a great combination. I know people probably think, well, Jim Jones, I love me some Jim Jones. You know, I'm like this. You like who you like, and you don't like who you don't like. It's just that simple. You know, Jim Jones is just one of those persons. To me, he just got Mad Dog swagger, and he's just so, listen, I'm a good girl, but I got that thing where I like that edgy, tough guy. I really do. And he's got that, of course, Jim Jones got that edgy toughness, and so does Snoop Dogg, and that's just what I like. That's what I like. It's just like, oh, baby, come on. It's like, come on. Sit on the beach with me. Sit on the front porch with me. Let's rock. I'm not saying I want to get down with them. That is not what I'm saying. You know, let me straighten this out. A lot of times when people start talking about what they like, first thing people do is go to the sex. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about going to the erogenous zone. That's not what I'm talking about up in here. When I talk about I like a certain type, I'm just saying I just like that smoothness. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I want to, you know, jump your boots or anything like that. But Jim Jones is just so smooth. I like to sit down and just talk business. And that's what turns me on. Now, listen, if you want me to get juicy-goosey with a guy, talk business with me. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, listen, his song, Please Don't Go, it does. It's a little bit like Jim Jones and Snoop Dogg mixed together. It's got that flavor. It really does. So listen, Judah Lion to me, I love this artist. I really do. He's got great flavor. He's going great places. Listen, he has 56,000+ monthly followers on Spotify. He really does. So I think he's going great places. He's doing big things. He's making great strides. He's making great music. Somebody asked me the other day. Now, this is for real. Somebody asked me the other day. They said to me, I'm an emerging artist, and I want to know how to get noticed. And I wanted to say, make great music. Make great music. Listen, I'm going to give you guys two things right off the top. Great music, of course, you need great music. But listen, you got to have a marketing plan. You got to have a marketing plan. Even when it comes to publishing a book. I've written a few books. But listen, I know what my lane is. I know my lane is writing. And I have a really, really nice book that I'm going to release next year, maybe the end of this year. But guess what? You got to have a boss marketing plan. And this book that I got now is so special to me. It's a children's book. It's so special to me. I dare not publish it without having a boss blueprint of a marketing plan together first. If you want something to hit, you know, the top 10 list, if you want it to hit the New York bestseller list, if you want it to be hit number one on Amazon, you got to have a blueprint marketing plan. So listen, for this particular book, that's what I'm going to have. I'm not just going to publish it and let it sit. You know, I've done that a couple of times. Publish a book, and it's sitting there collecting dust, right? In the old days when I was younger, in my 20s, I did my first book, but it was old school. I love old school so much better. Listen, I want you guys to stay with the story. I did it out of the trunk of my car, and it was so much fun. But to all the bookstores, when people are actually reading books with a hardcover, turning the page and stuff like that. I did that, and I sold, I don't know, maybe 500 books in the first 30 days. But listen, my feet was hitting the pavement. But this Internet stuff is a whole new different ball game. You got to make sure you got a boss marketing and advertising plan together before you put that stuff out there. This goes for music, and it goes for a book. So listen. Judah Lyon, he's really great. He's got marketing. He's a businessman. He's got business smarts. He's got marketing smarts. He's got advertising smarts. He's smart about his business, right? And he goes to the best of the best to get his music out there. So listen, when it comes to music and the person asks me, stay with the story. There's a point. This person asked me how to get noticed. And I said, I wanted to say, I haven't answered the person yet. I wanted to say make great music. But when you make great music, you got to also have a marketing plan. You got to have some advertisement. You got to advertise. And listen, you've got to have some marketing dollars. Another person was saying to me, he wanted someone to invest. He was being silly, so I blocked him. He says he wants somebody to invest millions of dollars in him, right? He wanted someone to invest millions of dollars. First of all, you got to have million-dollar product. And you guys know I talk about million-dollar music all the time. You got to be able to sit down and put it together. So listen. Marketing, advertising, that's the way you do it. You got to be able to put your foot on the gas. You got to be able to put it together. And listen, with the music, I love this too, and this is the thing with music and if you're doing a book. You got to be able to do, these days, the blog post. You got to be able to put your music and your book, a post on high-end, right, on high-end blogs. Of course, the people that's getting the traffic. If you don't have a blog that's getting traffic, because it's hard as hell. It's hard as hell because everybody's on the Internet. The Internet streets are so busy you can hardly get an edge in. So what you've got to do in the old days, and it still works today, is get your stuff on a blog that has high traffic, and you got to be able to work the Internet surface, right? You got to get your stuff on it, and you got to spend some dollars. You got to have a budget where you have marketing dollars to spend on putting blog posts on different blogs, and it works. You got to be able to go and do a blast on Twitter, maybe on Twitter. And you got to really research. If you don't have time to research, that's the big thing. If you don't have the time to research, get somebody to do the research to make sure the tweets is getting what you need, right? You got to have somebody to be able to analyze the tweets, analyze the algorithms, make sure that you're getting clicks, right? And the click throughs, not just the click and sit, they got to click and buy, right? And you got to know the percentages of people that's clicking and the people that's clicking and buying and downloading your music and that's purchasing your book. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. In a nutshell. So listen, once again, you got to do the blog posts. You got to have at least five great blogs that's getting a lot of traffic and it's easy to find. And if you don't put, you can put an ad on the blogs and then you do the Twitter or maybe you can do the Instagram and with TikTok. Listen, if you're great with TikTok videos, that's another, of course, thing. TikTok, listen. With music. Oh, my goodness. I'm just telling you guys. Now, this is for free. TikTok, if you got time or if you don't have time, find somebody that is great with getting people to engage with your posts. Y'all know it's simple. It's really simple. Engagement. I'm the kind of person, I ain't got time. Yeah, I'm like, I really ain't got time. I put the post up there. If you get engagement, fine. If you don't, hello, I'm going to the next day, right? So listen, some people have a serious knack for getting engagement, right? And one time I even spent a couple hundred dollars to get somebody to do my post on Facebook to get engagement. They went in their own lane, was trying to do their own little thing. And I was like, nah, honey, you can't do that. She was really good at what she was doing. And I'm out of time. I got to get off this thing. Listen. She was really great at what she was doing, and I was paying her the money. She was getting the engagement, but guess what? She was trying to get my people to come to her side and do what she was doing on the side. I was like, no, baby, that don't work like that. So listen, you got to really vet folks out. People got their own agendas, and that's like I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, well, you know, go to the next one because I don't have time for you to be trying to, you know, take what I got going on. So that's why I be trying to do what I do by myself and the few little people that I can trust to do what I want them to do. So listen, Judah Lyon. I was saying that for you. Listen, honey, you got good product. You got good product. Your music is fantastic. It is polished, and it is exceptional, and I love it. So listen, keep doing what you do, and I want you guys to check out Judah Lyon on Spotify. That's Judah Lyon 777. Once again, it's J-U-D-A-L-I-O-N 777. And once again, let me say this. Don't be afraid to do interviews with music and with your books. You got to do interviews, and it works. Let me tell you something. This works. Media, of course, social media, it works. You know, media works. You got to do interviews. You got to do interviews, interviews, and you can get very successful when you do the interviews, when you spend the time to do the interviews and get on different podcasts. It works. It works. It works. And there's another site where you can put your profile, put your profile on different places where people are looking for guests, like New York City Podcast. New York City Podcast is a great place to get a lot of traffic. New York City, and my podcast is in their directory. You can put your profile, a lot of different things. Hey, you guys, you know what? Just hit me up, and I'll give you all the juice. I'll give it to you. Listen, I'm out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been superlicious good, and guess what? I get to come back tomorrow and do it all over again.
Special words of Don Caniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.